Hello, this is Dr. Fran. You know Dr. Ruth? Well, I'm the English version. The reason I began this podcast is because I have a passion to move people out of sexual inertia. As a former Roman Catholic nun, I've lived a life of great transitions, and along the way have unlearned the lies that kept me trapped in sexual ignorance for years. Having gone through the transitions of my life, I now have the scope of knowledge to address issues across the board, across all ages and all topics, and I'd like to share that knowledge with you. After 25 years as a practicing RN, I earned a PhD in human sexuality and am now an ASEX-certified sexuality counsellor and clinical sexologist. I'm here to discuss common issues, give tips, discuss sex education, and help improve your intimacy and sex life. Feel free to email me questions and comments at drfran@improveintimacy.com. You can also follow me on my social networking sites located at the bottom of www.improveintimacy.com. Hello, it's Dr. Fran. My apologies, I've been silent for a while. You haven't been hearing from me because I've been very busy in lots of other areas. However, I have something special to talk to you about today. I don't think I've ever mentioned my book, In the Name of God, Why? These are 28 Catholic former nuns who spoke to me about their whole entire life story. My book's available on Amazon.com, and I'm particularly talking to the women of Ireland today. I noticed that a substantial number of listeners to my podcasts are in Ireland. And I don't know if you realize or have heard that my name, my maiden name, was Frances O'Malley, and my whole family are Irish. Curious that you ladies in Ireland have picked up on my podcasts and are relating to them. So tonight, or today, I want to talk to you about my book, because do we need to discuss sexuality, Catholicism, Catholic former nuns, how we women have been silenced in the Catholic Church? And by golly, it's time to speak up. And I'm ready to do it. I've spent my whole life in silence. I'm 62 years old. I wrote this book 13 years ago as part of my fulfillment of my dissertation for my PhD. And then for years I sat on it doing nothing. A year ago I published and have been silent since. I just came home from a conference with the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors and Therapists, where, once again, I hadn't brought my book to publicize it, to sell it, to even speak about it, until I was invited to speak to a media class, and I broke down and cried. I cried because of my years of silence, of not speaking out, even though 28 women had given me their life stories and trusted me to speak the truth, unedited. I didn't do it for 13 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, not just women, but men of compassion, men of belief, men who believe that we as Catholic human beings need to speak out and be heard. For God's sake, it's time. They're still doing it. The penises up to the Pope are still doing it. We need to speak out and not be silenced any longer. Please go to Amazon.com. Read what the few people who have dared to speak out about my book are saying. Buy the book. Share it. And then let me come over to Ireland and meet you and talk about it and get the conversation going. I look forward to hearing your responses, both on Amazon and in response to my podcast. Enjoy. Speak out. Ireland, the next generation of Catholics and former Catholics and Reformed Catholics and people who simply love God more than they love the silence and the intimidation of the church. Speak out, be heard. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.